Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. We scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013 marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk. You should really check us out, providing voices for the people. This is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we doing it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listeners got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together, we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
What's good, what's good, what's good, bro? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, T. Will. And normally I would have my co-host, Bobby G, with me, but he's not on here tonight, so I'm winging it myself. And I got a special guest, actually a friend of mine that we go way back from back in the day. That's Brother Yahya, you know, so a.k.a. Deacon Frost. We had him on the show some years back. You can check the archives, check that out. We had a great conversation as always. And basically, tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be speaking with Yahya, a.k.a. Deacon Frost. Oh, hold on, my phone. I messed that up. Okay, let's bring that back. Touchscreen technology. Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be speaking with Yahya, a.k.a. Deacon Frost, a jack of all trades. Yahya is a rapper, slash singer, slash songwriter, slash author. Basically, this man does it all, man. It's so much other stuff this man does, man. Like, it's crazy. Along with other skills he has developed. So not only is he here to discuss his many skills, but he also has a strong message he wants to sing. Yahya was born and raised in the main streets of Baltimore City, and was forced to develop street smarts in order to survive in the hood. This is something most urban kids experience, especially the ones who run the streets. Yahya has spent nearly half his life behind bars, and because of that experience, has obtained many life lessons. Well, he wants to share some of those lessons with us tonight and give us an inside view of what prison life is like. One thing many civilians don't understand is how inmates are treated and the conditions and environments they are subjected to. You can ask anyone you know who has spent significant time in jail, and they'll tell you it's modern-day slavery. It's more of a way to put it. Every person I know personally has pretty much told me that that has been locked up. But don't take our word for it. Hear from the man himself. Now, those of you who have followed us over the years may remember we had Brother Frost on the show before some years back. His return to Israel Talk Radio is long overdue, and now the wait is over. There's so much to talk about with so little time, so make sure you tune in because this brother has a story that is novel, worthy, and Hollywood ready. You know the vibes, man. It's about to get real. So, yeah. Let's, I'll put you in the wrong room. All right. All right. Brother Yahya, you with me, man? Hey, Yahya, you there? Can you hear me? What's the two numbers on here? This should be him. Yahya, you there? Hold up. Let's see what's going on here. All right, let's see kind of what's going on real quick. We'll be right back. All right, so I want to apologize about that technical difficulty, but we got Brother Yahya on air now. So, Yahya, you with me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we hear you.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Aboru Aboye, Alafia, you know, I would like to say thank you for having me on your program today. I'd like to give a shout-out to His Royal Majesty Over Addie Fumi II. My spiritual mother, Dana, Chief Tawo Akintobi, and the many influences of Oyotunji Village that have helped shape the consciousness of my thoughts today. To my ancestors, thank you for strengthening me and giving me the wisdom to prevail and be here tonight to do what I have to do. I'm here, man. Thank you for having me on the show today, Tay.
Oh man, no doubt, man. You know, you already know it's a no brainer. It's a no brainer. You know how far we go back. So I know we limited on time, so let's get right to it. Let's talk the music first. Just let
okay.
The people know, for the people that don't know, everything that's going on with the music, your inspiration, all that good stuff.
Okay, as it stands right now, as far as the music is concerned, you know, I'm in the process of putting together a new mixtape. Definitely, one of the singles for the song, for the mixtape is going to be called, I Have Been Seen by the Goddess, which is a song that represents or recognizes, my Orisha, which is Oshun, the African goddess of fertility, wealth, and, prosperity and the protector of women. We're basically, you know, right now at Sons of Turk, we're working on getting the music out there to where as though it can be accessible to you whenever you want to access it. Within the next couple of months, Sons of Turk will be putting one-minute clips of the music on the website, webpage. We'll be trying to get that together. And we'll pretty much just be trying to keep in contact with Real Talk Radio, you know, so that we can keep y'all satisfied on the things that y'all want to hear. I mean, if you enjoyed the first interview, then you're definitely going to love the new music that, you know, I'm going to be presenting to you.
For sure. Now, the Sons of Turk LMP, how do people know what that is, what that's about?
Okay, Sons of Turk LMP is an LLC company or corporation that, you know what I'm saying, was started by myself and Hardy 3, which is my older brother. And basically, you know what I'm saying, right now, as it stands, he's attempting to get, we basically sell products that we've created by with our own hands, or, you know, we basically create African beads, necklaces, we sell oil, things of those nature to provide a financial revenue status, you know what I'm saying, not to just get funds to get these lawyers paid so we can get out of prison, but to also provide other products, you know what I'm saying, to the masses that will be crucial in giving them a better understanding of IFA, the African village, and just us first as a people, you know what I'm saying, as a nation of quality products that give the best light of what it means to put us first, you know what I'm saying? And so us first means that we put our brothers and our sisters first and everything, and that we work with the brothers who are incarcerated in modern day slavery, who are trying to obtain their freedom, that deserve to be back in society to give something to society that they didn't give to society before they became incarcerated. So,
no doubt.
So this is what Sons of Turk is. Sons of Turk is basically starting the foundation and the basis of what the people want. The people want better quality in everything. They want better quality music. They want better quality poetry. They want better quality thoughts. They want better quality expressions. But they also need to be informed about the traps that are set in place for them. See, if you don't know something, then, you know, you become the victim of that trap or that snare or that faulty action. And so, you know, by me acknowledging that, you know what I'm saying, my supreme creator, Oludumare, is first, then I'm basically putting myself in a position to be able to open the doors for not just myself, but my brothers who are back incarcerated as well with me. You know, so that's what Sons of Turk is about. That's what we represent. We represent the people, you know what I'm saying? And we're not saying that we're you know, non, like we're not gonna deal with anybody else, but we need to get our own stuff together first before we try to help fix the world's problems. Before the Euro man can be helped, you know, we have to help the brother man, you know, in order to make the brother man more aware of what he has going on, because you can't get somebody to come to you if your stuff isn't together. You can't fix the world. We can't clean the world up. We built the world. Everything got our blood, sweat, and our tears in this soil. And so it's going to take us to correct the faultiness or the faulty atmosphere that we've allowed to be created, because we have failed to acknowledge our own ancestors, our own brothers and sisters that are in the streets looking like bums. These are kings and queens that have become lost. So we're all lost, leading each other to another place of lostness continuously.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now the IFA, you know, we talked about that earlier when we spoke, and you said you wanted to come on here. So let the people kind of know about that, a little more about that, about your you know, your religious belief.
Okay, so IFA is a religion that comes from Africa, the Western Hemisphere of Africa. You have Nigeria, Benin. You have, I want to pronounce this right, I believe it's Togo. And we have many different sects in Ifa, the Ifa tradition. Lukumi basically is an ancestral worship religion. And the elder who first brought Ifa to America was His Royal Majesty Oba Adifumi I, who disappeared, I believe it was sometime last year. And so this person is the person who helped me, among other brothers, not just him, but Brother Taiwo Akintobi, who basically helped me to learn the lessons of the worship of venerating your people. And I don't mean, when I say venerate or worship, I don't mean like we
praises them as though they are God, but we recognize that we respect them as having the ability to connect us to the Creator, you know what I'm saying, who is masculine and feminine in its nature, and that is straight black. He is a black deity. He is a black God. He is supreme. He is the black woman. These things are essential for the black man and woman to find their way back into where they come from. There are several Orishas that are the main Orishas. You have Eshu Elegwa, who is the Orisha of the pathways. You have Ogun, who is the Orisha or the divinity of metal, technology, jobs, and things of that nature. You have the goddess Oya, Yansa, who is the goddess of the underworld, as well as immediate change in one's life. So you have Obatala, who is the Orisha of wisdom, the king of the white cloth. You have Shango, who is a warrior deity. And you have, there are many different Orishas. There's so many, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even venerate them all. But they are deities that give influence and shape and mold not just the character, but they're also there to aid and assist you in your trials and tribulations as you're traveling through your life on this planet right here. So this is who these Orishas are. And Orisha is just another term for God or goddess, angel, messenger. But these, we also believe that these Orishas actually lived on the planet Earth at a point in time of the creation of the Earth. They helped to establish the planet. And I'm forgetting somebody who's very important to Orumala, which his physical representation is Orumala, but his spiritual representation is actually Ifa. And that is the crux between Ifa is just the representation of the wisdom of God that was put on earth to give man the proper instructions in order to be able to find his way back to heaven, where he came from. And so that's just some of those things. If you have any specific questions that you might want to ask me about Ifa, then maybe I can give you some, I can answer some questions directly that you might have.
Okay, well, we could probably, because I know we winding down on time, we can probably, you know, revisit that when you come back. Because we definitely want to give you an opportunity to talk about, you know, what the prison experience is like, how the inmates are treated, you know, and also we want to leave a message to the youth on why jail is not the move. You got your life ahead of you. You have an opportunity. You still on the streets. You still home, and you have the ability to make decisions to just, you know, take a different path and not get yourself in trouble and not have to go through the system and have to have felonies and, you know, not too much forgetting God, spending years of life in jail. So we want to kind of, you know, inspire the youth to, because, you know, they have to come from somebody that ain't really, you know, jail time like me. That's one thing. Somebody like you who has done it and is doing it right now was different. It hit different coming from somebody that's been there, done that, and is living in that moment, you know. So you want to talk about the conditions, how you guys are treated, how you guys are paid pennies, and why it's not the move.
Yeah. Okay, so let me say this. To any person, black or white, who has ever been incarcerated, you know that the food is horrible. The people that are in positions are not good, spiritually balanced people. Well, I'm in South Carolina, so let me just speak about South Carolina, and then we can go from there. So what I have to deal with on a daily, day-to-day basis is the showers have mold in them. You know, the conditions are very horrible. There's holes in the ceilings. There's water leaking out the ceiling. I mean, animals come from outside inside of the buildings and they crap wherever they want to. There's no chemicals to clean the environment. We don't get really fed what we're supposed to get fed. People present one thing and say that they're feeding us this when they're feeding us something totally different. We've gone at least 8 days without a shower before. We went at least 10 to 15 days without toilet paper.
Wow.
Just basic essential things, you know what I'm saying? The police always attempt to use another person who is in prison with you to stand in their way to have them protect them from you blasting them about the wrong that they do. So I'm in an environment where I'm around inmates or prisoners who will defend the police against me for asking to wash in the shower on the day that I'm supposed to get a shower. Or rather, I have to get a shower every other day, and it might be that day for me to come out. Let's say it's Friday, and we don't get to come out and wash. We might not get to come out and wash till Tuesday. And don't
That's
let something
crazy.
Else really happen, and we might not come out for 10 days and wash. We might just stay in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might lose access to go to school. You know, there may be all kind of things. The phone room's been locked for 6 months. Nobody can go in the phone room and use the phone. If you don't have a phone or you don't have a tablet, you SOL. They do not want to recognize Ife as a religion. That's also been a big thing, you know, having to fight to get Oyotunji Village recognized within SEDC and dealing with a corrupt system of people who are biased, religiously biased, of the black man obtaining an opportunity to find himself. And anything that has anything to do with something that is surrounding black pride or upliftment and enlightenment is extremely frowned upon. You know, if you go to one place, I had just came from Perry, and I had got into it with the police. They jumped me, you know what I'm saying? They took my religious aleckies from me. They slammed me on the ground with handcuffs and shackles on, and they shaved my whole head off. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have that boogaloo funk going on here at this place. The people will use food as a tool or a tactic to control your behavior. So you got people who are learned in the science of psychology to socially manipulate the next person who doesn't have an education because he's incarcerated because he lacks education anyway. And so, therefore, because he lacks education, he can be easily molded to believe that he's doing the right thing by doing whatever master tell him to do. As you know, Tay, I've always been rebellious, and I have always been the type of individual to do the wrong thing, even if it was for a right purpose. So that aspect of me has not changed. Just the way that I move has changed. So I'm still rebellious against oppression. But now I understand why I need to be against oppression for myself or individuals. The laws are designed to keep you locked up. You know, the laws are designed to put you in a position where you have no hope, where you cannot rehabilitate yourself. So you may go to prison and they may tell you that you're going to prison to rehabilitate yourself, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. They don't want you to become a better, smarter Negro, or should I say nigger, because if you become a smarter, educated Negro, then you become a threat to what's really going on. Your eyes become open. So why is it that five black officers killed a black man? Or why is it that officers
allow, period, to kill anyone that's black? And it's nothing that's done about it. You know, so these are the things that we always have to deal with as a group of people as just being black in America. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you are in the U.S. of A, you have to deal with the fact that the system is not designed for you. There's laws and constitutional rules in place that say, you know, you're not even a full man. And those laws and rules and amendments of the Constitution was never made for you. So you have to find the laws and the Constitution and the rules of your own people. Those people that think like you, those people that breathe like you, those people that see themselves inside of the dark matter, and they know how to come into the light and manifest that God that they are, that being that they are, because you made an agreement to be a specific person or to have a specific character when you came to the planet. And if you're not living up to your fullest potential, you're just a walking dead. Those are the prison conditions that we have to deal with, that I have to deal with, and I face every day. As a matter of fact, since I've been in this room, I haven't had any bleach or soap, any soap. The soap, I might use the soap out my soap dish to clean my float.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Like it might be some pieces of soap. I might take the pieces of the soap after the soap get a certain size, and I might have to use that as the soap to clean the room, the windows, whatever the case may be. I got to steal a broom to keep my room clean or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is not the place that you want to be, especially when in my situation, like, I really shouldn't be here. I should be here because, you know, I sinned against myself and my people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get that. You know what I'm saying? But far as me having to do 40 years in prison for something that was not proved, because you selected 11 white people to judge me, so there's no way that I got a fair trial amongst my own peers, because I got 11 people that are white. They are not my peers. So they don't know anything about me. They don't know anything about my character. They don't know that, you know, I had a hard life growing up. And maybe, you know what I'm saying, I had anger issues. What about my mental health issues? And everybody else gets to scream mental health and they get a slap on the wrist and it's okay. Some of us don't need to be in prison, you know. But those are the things that you have to deal with. No unity. Black History Month only once out of the years, 1 month out of the year with the least days. So while you thinking about how you going to spend these next 28 days screaming, you know, black power or whatever, but then after this month is over with, you don't have nothing to say until Kwanzaa pops up at the end of the year. You know, think about how black you really are. While you talking about she got a fat ass, them pants look tight, you know what I'm saying, her weave look right, I got this money right here, I'm gonna run this bag up. Think about the story that you perpetuating for the people that's coming after you. You ain't gonna have no success until you decide that you want something inside of yourself to make the people around you better. You have to make you better in order to make the people around you better.
No doubt, man. That was wow. And the people that get the little jobs, the little prison jobs and stuff, right? They, you know, like, you know, like my boy Javon that's locked up. You know, that's
yeah. What's going on with Javon?
Way, way back, man. He hanging in there,
yeah.
And you know, he got the highest paid job in like the kitchen or something. Like,
nah,
like,
man, these people pay you 40 cents a day.
Yeah, 40. That's what he felt like. 40 cents. That's like the highest paid. You had to work your way up to get the 40. I'm like, you had to work your way up to get 40 cents an hour. Like,
yeah, this is
so
slavery.
Doing, That's a modern day slavery for sure.
Facts.
That's the 13th
Amendment tells you different. It tells you that slavery will not be recognized unless a person is duly convicted in a competent court having jurisdiction. But how can any court in America have competent jurisdiction when they don't even know their own laws and their own rules, how to follow their own procedures? They do everything in their power to switch the rules around, to corrupt the rules, to fit only their needs. And then they make examples of certain people, certain white people here and there, you know, to make themselves feel better about what it is that they do. But families have been running America, and the families still run America to this day.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of food for thought. So to all the young people that's listening, the people that's kind of stuck at that fork in the road, like, do I want to do this? I know if I do this, I might be facing some serious time, 10 years or better. You know, listen to this brother right here. Listen to Yahya and listen to your OGs when they telling you, like, it's not the move you want. Your life is going to be hell, you know. It ain't a place that you want to be, you know.
Definitely not, especially when you're fighting to get out of there and you have the people who put you there that know they wrongfully put you there don't want you to get back out. Don't want you to expose them for having you put there.
Yeah.
You can't get caught up.
Go ahead, Bubba.
I was just going to say you can't get caught up, man, in the stuff that you see these people who you think are loyal to you, but they're not really loyal to you, you know, or they're not really going to be there when you get in a pinch, because they're going to snitch on you the first opportunity that they get, because they say that's looking out for theyself. But why would you get into the street life if you're not willing to live up to everything that comes with that? Or why you don't have an exit strategy and plan while you making all this money that you using drugs to destroy your neighborhood with? You didn't put nothing back into your community. So now when you get locked up, your community is like, yo, you are trash. You don't have any backup. You know what I'm saying? You don't have anyone to vouch for you.
Right.
So by you not having anyone to vouch for you, then you're just exiled. And this is how they get away with a lot of things, because we don't mess with each other. We don't rock with each other and say, yo, we need to get on this black shit. Not just in February, not just after Christmas, you know what I'm saying, but 365 days a year, 365 days in a year, we need to be on how we going to make it better for us. And how can we set up things that we know every time we get in a position to where we starting to eat, there's something that takes place where we're going to be attacked and try to destroy the empires that we're trying to build and create. It's the same thing I'm going with through here in prison. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get IFA recognized as a religion. You know, you have to make someone, you have to take someone to court for something that is your sovereign right, emotionally and spiritually, to practice whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Buddhist, Wiccan, whatever, Rastafari, whatever it is that you believe in. You shouldn't have to ask anyone permission to practice what you believe in. And yet, you know, that's one of the things that you have to deal with. You have to go through the next person and get permission in order to do these things. And they might not believe like you believe, so they're going to do everything in their power to block the roads and the doors for you. But if you know the right thing, you know the right people, then you can have your doors open. You know, there's a door opener for everybody. His name is Eshu Olegua. You have to know how to approach these spiritual forces that have been sent here to help mankind, not deal with the small problems. These forces are also here to not just deal with the small problems, but they're here to deal with the large life lessons.
that come to you. So if you don't know something, then you're in the blind, you're lost. Back to that being lost again. If you're lost, then how can you find your way out of anything? You can't. Because you ain't got nobody schooling you and putting you on point. Yo, don't mess with them dudes right there, man. They flam. Well, boy, that one right there, well, he going to tell on you just as soon as y'all get jammed up. See, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I didn't have somebody tell on me. You know what I'm saying? When I got locked up, I didn't have to worry about somebody pointing me out in the courtroom or, you know, saying, yeah, this guy right here, me and him, we did this thing, and he's the mastermind. I don't have to deal with that situation. But I do have to deal with the situation that I have 40 years without the possibility of parole when I should be having parole because the judge was corrupt enough to manipulate the law. So the struggle is real every day, and the fight is real every day to become a free person again.
Hey, hey, let the people know how long you've been down, man.
Huh?
I said, let the people know how long you've been down, how long you've been incarcerated.
17. 17?
17.
Yeah.
You was what, in our early 20s?
Yeah.
When you first went in.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've been seeing this brother in damn near 20 years.
Damn near 20 years, I know it, right? But I'm getting out. I'll be out soon. Trust and believe that. That's what they say. They say I'm going to do all that time. I'm not about to do all that time.
Don't believe everything you hear now.
Mm-hmm. So we know,
yeah, don't believe
you know
everything
how
you hear.
You are, man. Wouldn't surprise me if I bump into you next week, because I know how resilient you are. So,
ah.
You know, we got to
you just
back
might.
On, man.
You
man,
just
we gotta
might.
Get you back on, because I feel like you open up the door for so many things to be discussed, and a lot of these things that, you know, only somebody of your experience could actually discuss it and break these things down. So we gotta get you back on. So you gotta link up with me. We gotta figure out a
right
day
on.
To get you back on, and we gotta talk some more. This is as powerful as important. And I think this could help some people. This could inspire some people. This could maybe even save some lives.
Right on, man. Right on, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I totally
man.
Agree.
So, I don't know. You want to leave like your email or something where anybody that you know want to reach out to you can reach out to you.
Man, listen, man. If they want to find me, they can find me through you, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that'll be how we're gonna do that for the meantime and in between time. Matter of fact, on the next segment, when your next segment going to be? It's on a Tuesday, right?
No, we've been kind of winging it lately, just kind of like just getting it typically on Saturdays, but you know
right.
how it is, the personal lives going on and stuff, and you know, that's why my coach ain't no here. I don't even think he expected it. But, you know, we threw this together last minute. You called me earlier today, was like, all right, let's do it, so.
Facts.
Typically, either Thursdays or Saturdays are the days that we be having these discussions. But you know, you already know you get the VIP treatment, so you know.
Right on.
You
I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the love.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, actually, I do have an email. I have a Gmail actually that you can use. It's YahayaAMukit@gmail.com. That's YahayaMukit. @gmail.com. That's YahayaMukit@gmail.com.
Okay, there you have it. So anybody that want to, you know, reach out, I know it's people that, like, you know, have that same experience or got a family member or something. They might have some questions because of your experience with it or, you never know. You know, how it might help somebody or somebody might be trying to help you or they might be trying to network, bridge the gap, all of that stuff. So, I mean, maybe
right
you have
on.
It. That's his email. So, and, you know, you can always holler at me too and I can, you know, connect
you
with
help them
Ohio
link,
as well.
Link with me, definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And definitely get you back on and continue this discussion,
I
man.
Don't.
So appreciate having you on. Know you got ready to go. But powerful stuff, my brother. Definitely hit me up when you get a chance.
That's what's up, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man. You have a blessed night, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm praying for you, brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace. All right, so that was my boy, man. We go way, way back. Way back. 20 years plus. Yeah, we go back. Yep, yep. Man, this brings back memories. It brings back memories, man. It brings back memories when we was young. And, you know, I remember my first actual car, and I remember times when it brings back memories of my first car and here, went up, yo, come on, da-da-da-da. You know, he was kind of like the wild one. You know, everybody got that friend that's like, that's the wild friend, the friend that's like, they on go, they ready, like the hot-head friend. But he wasn't hot-head, like he just gang-banging on bacon, not like that, but just like he's with the program, basically. Like, you know, you're not about to play with him. But he mostly just want to laugh, and you come around and he'll know you, he's not going to be troublesome. He's just going to laugh with you and try to connect with you. Before he start acting like he don't like your energy, he going to try to connect with you. If y'all laugh together, you got a friend for life. That's the type of guy he is, you know. And, yeah, man, me and him got history and memories of it'll last a lifetime, you know. Times we can think back and just like remember that and just laugh, you know. So yeah, that's you know, that's a friend of mine. We go way back, man, and you know, we still hanging strong almost twenty years later, still connected, you know what I mean? His energy is up, you know, his spirit is up, even though he's been incarcerated all that time. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me because I know how strong of a person he was just based on my experience with him when he was home. You know what I mean? And we definitely need people like that to share their story and let people know what's going on, because some people think, this chick about to play me, I'm about to go beat her up, and you know what I mean? I'm going to go shoot this dude. You know, people have those people have those thoughts. They have those, my lines deep if it's cutting me off while I'm talking. But they have those thoughts. They don't understand, you know, what is waiting for them behind those walls once they get in jail. They don't understand what the hell they're gonna have to go through. You know what I mean? The missing their freedom, you know, the slavery, the working for pennies, you know what I mean? Being told when to wake up, when to go to bed, when to shower, you know what I mean? No sex. You know, like, you know, no companionship, you know what I mean? I mean, you have to make the most of it by trying to, you know, become, you would say, what, associates with the people that you're incarcerated with, but can you really trust most of these people? Hell no. You know, but you got to make the best of your situation. You know, you might have to be forced to join a gang because of strength in numbers. You know, there's so much that comes with it. You know what I mean? Because they'll prey on the weak, and they'll prey on the people who don't have backup. And if you don't have people that got your back, what you going to do when it's 40 of them, 80 of them, one of you, and you got a problem with one of them, now you got a problem with all these guys? What are you going to do? How do you fight that? You know what I mean? So all these things you have to go through. Then if you try to get away from that, try to avoid it because you know it's a winless battle, what you going to do? Go to PC? Now you look at is a coward. You know what I mean? And you on the PC is over. Like, yeah, your reputation is done. You know, now you, but you got to have a valid reason to go to PC. You know, they might not even let you go to PC. Then you can be looked at as like a snitch, even though you might not even be snitching. Like, it's so much that comes with it. Like, just imagine going through that hell. You know? Man, the list goes on and on. You know what I mean? You got dudes that's, might be, you know, looking like WWE wrestlers that's trying you. You know what I mean? And you ain't lift weights in years, and you sitting here looking like, man, what in the world am I going to do with this guy? How am I going to fight this guy? Like, this guy looks like he could literally fight for the WWE championship or be in UFC or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, you know, so it's a lot. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. It's not the move. It's not the move. And I'm glad he got to come on here and, you know, just kind of just share with from his experience, and definitely going to get him back on when the stars align and finish having these discussions because it's important. So with that said, man, this is It's Real Talk Radio. T-Real, shout out to my co-host, Bobby G, who wasn't able to make it tonight. And shout out to my guest, Brother Yahya, a.k.a. Deacon Frost. And, you know, you got the email, so, you know, you know how to get in touch with him if you want. You can get in touch with me. It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. I am not on social media anymore. Like, you know, so I didn't delete my social medias, and I'm going to do an actual show on that. I didn't delete them, but they're, like, dormant. Like, I don't use them. Like, Facebook's deactivated. And I don't even get on Twitter. I just had to get away from social media. We're going to do a whole show on that and talk about that. But it's realtalkradio@gmail.com is how you reach me. You know, for anybody that wants to be a guest, anybody that wants to connect with Brother Yahya, you know, anyone that wants to, you know, leave a comment, ask a question, they got an idea for a topic they'd like us to talk about, you know, whatever. Want to be a guest, you know, want to, whatever, when a network, whatever you want, you know, it's realtalkradio@gmail.com. So, and I do answer emails. I respond, and I'm on top of those emails. You email me, I'm not going to ignore it. Definitely going to get a response. So with that said, man, this is It's Real Talk Radio. Say real out of here. And see y'all next time. Peace.